This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Lower day, it ends up lower. Disappointing action in the markets, down 8 cents in the corn, and soy's down 11, wheat down 11. I think it's a combination of things. I think that generally the trade was skeptical of the corn numbers and 90 million acres. They don't think it's going to be, I think it's going to be higher now. It's down 4.6 million from last year. People think there'll be more corn planted. And we've had some rains, some plantings get starting already. The market's being pressured from that as well. The stock market's down pretty hard today. I think down maybe around 400 points or so. That's not good. So just the markets turned south. Corn went down to where it was before the report. So certainly there'll be less acreage. I don't know how much less. That number still could be right, but today the market's taken back a lot of the gains since the report. Not much other news out there. We had nice corn yesterday, the highest all year. But the market is, again, is taking the gains back from the report, at least in the corn, due to the skepticism and also the fact that early planting's already started. Livestock-wise, the livestock is, cattle is coming back a little ways. It was down $5 yesterday off the news. This flu was going to hurt cattle demand. I think they probably overreacted. April cattle are back up $1.60 today. The hog market, I think, also a little bit higher today, just a little bit lower. It was kind of a switcheroo. People felt, yesterday the cattle was down $5 and the hogs were up $2. And people felt that maybe demand they lose on the cattle because of this Asian flu would come to the hogs. I think that's still in play. So the hog market holding on to the gains from yesterday. Cattle coming back a little bit. They overdid it yesterday. We do have the best demand period of the year coming up, the grilling season. I think both markets will benefit from that going into the end of April.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoreprisegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovo and myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down 9 even at 426.5. May soybeans down 11.75 at 1174 even. May soybean meal down 510 at 328.30. Soybean oil up 36 cents at 48.60. Chicago wheat down 11.75 at 545.25. Kansas City hard red wheat down 12.25 at 563.25. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7.25 at 627.5. May oats down 3 even at 352.75. On the Merck, April live cattle up 170 at 181.77. April feeders up 307 at 243.50. April lean hogs down 40 at 86.55. April pork cutout unchanged at 96.72. And April Class 3 milk down 8 cents at 1546. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters. I'm Riley Smith.